You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenores here from T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Thanks, Mike, for taking the time with us. Can you take a quick look into South America? They're supposed to have a really big crop out of Brazil, something like 100 to 102 million metric tons. A lot of that depends on the weather. What are conditions like?
Well, the weather has been a bit of a problem as of the last month or so. If you start looking at some of the numbers coming out of Brazil as far as how much rain they had and their overall temperature profile, you'll start to see some fairly interesting features that are beginning to develop. We rely on a company called Speedwell Weather to take a look at some of the historical data for different areas of the world. And if we look at southern Brazil soybeans, they have a precipitation index that will allow us to compare how much rain has occurred this year and then compare that to years of the past. So if we isolate the last 30 days or so, that would be starting right around the beginning of November, and look at how much rain fell in the southern Brazil soybean area, we can see that since 2002, this current year we're in right now, was the second wettest on record, and that's pretty high up there. We're seeing average rainfall totals that were around 6 inches above normal, and the only other year that was even comparable to that was in 2009. 2009 was the number one wettest year. Now, if you take a look at yields and compare that to what we know now, we don't see real strong correlations between weather over the last 30 days and then final yield potential. So that tells us that even though weather maybe over the last 30 days has not been very good, we can still get out of this situation because it's weather coming up that matters. But that's only one piece of the story. Keep in mind, a lot of soybeans and even more soybeans are grown in the northern half of Brazil. If we look at what's happening there, it's the exact opposite situation. They've been the second driest on record, and these records go back to 1997. So in 19 years of record, we have the second driest period of rain up there. And that's not really a great situation either, because remember, they started planting in October, so some soybeans would like to see some rain right now because their key periods of development are only a couple of weeks away. So this dry period is not ideal, though it is helping people to catch up on some planting. There were some actual rainfall delays at the end of November. So you start to put this picture together, and what you conclude is that southern areas of Brazil are too wet for soybeans, northern areas of Brazil are too dry for soybeans, and then it comes down to the weather going forward. Well, over the next week or so, everybody gets rain. So that's good if you're in the north because you want some rain, but it's not so good in the south because you want dry weather. And the rain that occurs in the northern areas isn't going to be all that heavy. We're looking for 1 to 2 inches of rain over a widespread area, which might sound like a lot to a U.S. producer, but keep in mind that northern areas of Brazil average around 3 inches of rain every 10 days at this time of the year. So 1 to 2 inches of rain is only around half of normal. The real potential issue starts up around Wednesday or Thursday next week. It looks like we'll move back into this drier pattern in northern areas and this wet pattern in southern areas. And so we think that an argument can be made that we need to keep a close eye on what's happening in Brazil because it could start to affect their soybean production if things continue to move in this direction. There is a lot of time left, but as you can see, we do have several things that are taking place.
And Mike, thanks so much. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather. He's out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.